thought about changing your ways. He goes out, you don't have no doubt. You don't have to know what the world's about. My brother Jake, head down, it's a scrape in the ground. Jake, stay away. You know you can't.
Thanks for joining me for today's edition of Rock's Rock Golden Year with me, the Rockmeister. All the songs you're going to hear for the next hour were all around in the same year. They were either in the charts in that year, released in that year, or from an album of that year. And to make it that little bit easier, or trickier as the case may be, I'll throw in a few facts and figures as well to hopefully get you to work out what year all these songs came from by the end of the show. A lot of you get it done a lot earlier than that because some of you are really, really clever. But others, you just take your time and get it when you can. Start off today's show was Free and My Brother Jake. Coming up next, let me see what I'm going to put in there. I'm going to put in this one from Badfinger. I will always be around. As seen by the first four tracks played on today's show, this year had a lot of different genres in it. You've just heard a little bit of prog rock from Curved Air with Backstreet Love. Before that, the Edgar Broughton Band with Apache Dropout, Badfinger with No Matter What from their album No Dice, and then Free start off today's show with My Brother Jake. In this year, former UK folky Mark Boland transitions to a full electric band, shortens the name from Tyrannosaurus Rex to T-Rex, and scores two UK number one singles, including Get It On in July. The song would hit number 10 in the US with a new name with Get It On, Bang A Gong.
The house. walking after you. I'm walking, walking after you. Walking, walking after you. Thinking, talking, walking all my ways with you.
I know a few of you will have already worked out what year I'm playing the tracks from, but there's quite a few of you still that won't. So there's still plenty of time left to work out what the year is. You've just heard a little bit of glam rock with The Sweet and Alexander Graham Bell. Before that, CCS and Walking, and a little bit more glam with T-Rex and Get It On. This was the year that rock veterans The Who released their fifth album entitled Who's Next, which hits the number one chart in the UK and number four on the US album chart. The single Won't Get Forward Again, edited down from the 8-minute album version, reaches number nine in the UK single charts.
My head to the
You've got about 20 minutes left of today's show to work out what year all the songs that you've heard so far and the ones in the next 20 minutes have come from. And you've just heard a little bit of Faces with Stay With Me. Before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival with Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And the full unedited 8 minute 32 second version from the album Who's Next, The Who and Won't Get Fooled Again. This was also the year that rock band Jethro Tull add more acoustic guitar to their blues rock sound on their fourth album Aqualung. It would be their best selling album, reaching number 4 in the UK and number 7 in the US, and go on to sell over 7 million copies worldwide.
When you're falling awake and you take stock of the new day, and you hear your voice croak as you choke on what you need to say, well, don't you fret, don't you fear, I will give you good cheer. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. If you wait, then you play it, I will fail. As the verses unfold and your soul suffers the long day, and the 12 o'clock gloom spins the room, you struggle on your way. Well, don't you sigh, don't you cry, lick the dust from your eye. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. We will meet in the sweet light of dawn, as the Baker Street train fills your pain all over your new dress, and the symphony sounds underground, but you want to do a rest. Well, don't you squeal as the wheel grinds you under the wheels. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song, but the tune ends too soon for the song.
Yeah.
I reckon we've got two songs left for you to work out what year it is, if you haven't already, before it's time for me to sort of let you know what it is. You've just heard Deep Purple and Fireball. Before that, Rolling Stones with Street Fighting Man, and Jethro Tull with Life is a Long Song. In this year, Three Dog Night have their fifth US top 10 single and second US number one with Joy to the World, which reaches number 24 in the UK. Written by folk singer-songwriter Hoyt Axton, the song's childlike lyrics open with Jeremiah was a bullfrog. The single sells over a million copies.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
Oh,
Chinatown and The Move and Three Dog Night with Joy to the World bring us to the end of today's show. For those of you who haven't yet worked it out, or for those of you who think you have, which is more importantly, the year all the tracks came from was 1971. Congratulations if you got it right, commiserations if you got it wrong, but I'll be back same time, same place, same channel next week with another year, or will it be the same? You'll have to tune in to find out. I'm going to finish off with Rod Stewart and Reason to Believe, but as always, thanks for listening and see you all again soon.
If I listen long enough to you, I'll find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe someone like you makes it hard to live without.